morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the acreage reporting dates. The Farm Service Agency reminds crop and livestock producers that all 2015 crops and land uses, including CRP, must annually be certified by filing the form FSA 578, which is Report of Commodities, by July 15th. Crop certification reports are required for producers who will enroll in the ARC-PLC programs, as well as the commodity loans, loan deficiency payments, conservation reserve program, the non-insured crop assistance program, which is NAP, and the livestock forage disaster program, LFP. In most cases, all cropland on the farm must be reported for program compliance. Also needed for the acreage report are planting dates, type and variety of crops, and accurate acreages. It's a producer's responsibility to accurately report acres, and producers share the risk in the crops. Discrepancies found later may affect eligibility for all FSA-administered programs. Acreage reports may be filed once crops are planted. FSA 578 is filed after the July 15th date. Will be charged a minimum late file fee of $46 per farm. If producers will be reporting prevented planting or failed acreage, please visit your crop insurance agent before reporting the crop acreage to FSA. June 15th is the deadline to report prevented corn. For prevented soybeans, the date is June 30th. Producers may also report CRP acreage and 2016 perennial forage now. December 15, 2015 is the deadline to report your 2016 forage crops. To save time and ensure efficient service, we appreciate and highly encourage appointments for scheduling and completing your FSA program activities, so call us or stop by to schedule yours today. Now, Conservation Reserve Program cover maintenance. Producers participating in the CRP program are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost-share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation poses a threat to the existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, May 15th to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing, and it's limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost-share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. If your CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th, CRP producers are reminded they need to contact a local FSA office and request an extension to complete their activities after August 1st and before September 30th. Next, farm stored facility loan changes. Recent modifications to the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program now require FSA to complete an environmental review of the Farm Stored Facility building site area before any activity related to the facility loan takes place. This includes delivery of building materials or site preparation for the building. This review will be completed before a facility loan can be approved by the county committee. Facility Loan Program participants may not do any earth moving activities or building demolition on or in close proximity to the proposed building site, or take delivery of building site materials before being notified the environmental review has been completed. The change in policy was made to ensure any premature construction, demolition, or deliveries of product did not cover up a potential endangered species or block the exploration of a culturally resource site where Fish and Wildlife Service or State Historical Preservation Office should have been consulted. For more information on the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program, contact your local FSA office. And finally, rural youth loans and socially disadvantaged loans. FSA makes loans to rural youth to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA, and other agricultural groups. Projects must be planned and operated with the help of the organization's advisor, produce sufficient income to repay the loan, and provide the youth with practical business and educational experience. Maximum youth loan available amount is $5,000. There are several requirements that must be met for youth loan eligibility. These include compliance with FSA's general eligibility requirements. Individuals must be 10 to 20 years of age, reside in a rural community, city, or town with a population of 50,000 or fewer people. They must conduct a modest income-producing project in a supervised program of work and demonstrate capability of planning, managing, and operating the project under the guidance and assistance from the project advisor. Additional program information, loan applications, and other materials are available at the Cass County FSA office. In addition to loans for rural youth, FSA also has a number of loan programs available to assist female or minority farm operators begin or continue their farming careers. FSA provides funding for socially disadvantaged applicants. For program purposes, socially disadvantaged groups are women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaska Natives, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. FSA loans are available to applicants who meet the loan eligibility requirements and are unable to obtain needed credit elsewhere. Loan funds can be used for a variety of purposes, including purchase or improvement of farm real estate, purchase of machinery, equipment, or breeding stock, and payment for annual expenses like crops, crop inputs, land rent, and marketing or distribution expenses. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any of the questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.